Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're on cloud nine, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. It's part of being human, but sometimes those emotional waves can feel overwhelming, right? Today, we're diving deep into something super important: embracing your emotional experience. No sugarcoating here, we're talking about acknowledging all those feelings, the good, the bad, and everything in between. We often get told to just be positive or shake it off, but what if there was a better way? What if we learned to actually validate our emotions instead of trying to push them away? Here's the deal. Ignoring your feelings doesn't make them disappear. They just fester and eventually explode in ways you probably wouldn't want. Think about it like this: imagine trying to hold a balloon underwater for as long as possible. What happens eventually? It bursts. The same goes with our emotions. We need to let those feelings rise to the surface, acknowledge them, and then process them healthily. So how do we actually do that? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace your emotional experience. 1. Name it to tame it. Ever notice how saying a feeling out loud can make it feel less powerful? It's like magic. When you recognize and label an emotion, "I'm feeling frustrated, this makes me anxious," or even "I'm genuinely happy," you start to gain control over it. It's no longer this amorphous blob, it becomes something tangible, something you can actually understand and work with. 2. Practice self-compassion. You wouldn't berate your friend for feeling down, right? So why do we often do that to ourselves? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. Remember, everyone experiences emotions, even tough ones. It's part of being human. 3. Journal your feelings. Writing can be incredibly therapeutic. Get a notebook, jot down your thoughts and feelings, whatever comes to mind. Don't worry about making it perfect, just let it flow. This helps you process your emotions in a healthy way and gain clarity on what's going on inside. 4. Find healthy outlets. We all have different ways of coping with stress and big emotions. Some people love hitting the gym, others find solace in painting or music. Whatever works for you: yoga, dancing, spending time in nature, talking to a friend, embrace those activities that help you release and recharge. 5. Seek professional support when needed. Remember, there's no shame in asking for help. If you're struggling to manage your emotions or feeling overwhelmed, reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide invaluable guidance and support on your journey to emotional well-being. Let me tell you about something that happened last week. I was prepping for this podcast episode, and I got totally bogged down by some self-doubt. Are you good enough for this? What if people don't like it? You know those thoughts? Those inner critic whispers that can sabotage even the best intentions. I felt myself spiraling down a rabbit hole of negativity. But then I remembered what we're talking about today: validating my emotions. Instead of trying to push those feelings away, I acknowledged them. Yes, I'm feeling anxious and doubtful right now, I said out loud. Then I took a deep breath, reminded myself that these are normal human emotions, and focused on the things I could control: the content of this podcast, my preparation, and putting my best foot forward. The point is, you're not alone in these emotional roller coasters. We all experience them, but by learning to embrace our feelings, validate them, and find healthy ways to process them, we can gain so much more control over our lives. So remember, fans, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about understanding and accepting the full spectrum of human experience. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those feelings, and remember that you are capable of navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the love of emotional awareness. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.